It's that time of year when holiday music is everywhere. Your car radio, the mall, maybe your office, almost certainly your office elevator. Music that, depending on your taste, is either joyous or ear-splitting. For every baby it's cold outside, there is a grandma got run over by a reindeer. So trying to come up with a new holiday tune is no easy feat, but the group Office Romance is giving it a try.
Here comes the snow, the best time of the year. Holidays fill us with joy and good cheer. Twinkling lights like stars in the night. Let's sing for this holiday time.
Sid Butler of the indie rock band Les Savifaves and actress Amy Carlson, who also stars in the CBS show Blue Bloods, are two of the three members of Office Romance. And I asked them where the inspiration came for this song, Twinkling Lights.
It was actually inspired by our kids, and our daughter and son both take music classes, and all the recitals that we've been going to, all the piano or violin or sort of kids making these plunkety, you know, major keyed, marchy songs. I figured that it would be something for their kids, really.
Get out your sleds and let's all have some fun. Hurry, good, just before it's all done. Twinkling lights like stars in the night. Let's sing for this holiday time. Gather friends and family. Packages and treats up here. See the snow just piling high.
Sid, you've said that writing holiday songs, it was actually harder than you expected. How so?
Because there's certain things you have to put in the song, like you have to put in glockenspiel and sleigh bells and certain things that make it sound holiday-ish. We try to make something fresh and new, but we also had to respect the history of the holiday song. And it was nice to have Amy there keeping us on the right path of holiday cheer.
I'm kind of a big fan of holiday music, so.
What is it about the music that you love?
You know, a lot of people don't have a good time. They say, why would you like the holidays? They can be so lonely and sad, and they bring up feelings for people. But I think that there is a hopefulness to the holidays that is timeless. And even though you might have had a bad holiday season last year, this year might be different. It's like you can reset the clock every holidays, and the songs can bring up memories from your childhood, times with family, loved ones that are forever. And so I really connected the holiday songs because of that.
One of the songs that does feel actually emotional is the ballad, Holidays Aren't the Same Without You.
Holidays aren't the same without you. Silver bells, the fires glow. We just have to wait till I see your face. So my darling, hurry home, come. Holidays aren't the same without you.
So many holiday songs are about that sadness and that loneliness that people feel, and what it's like not to be with the people that you love. But when you got a nice song to sing, I think it makes you feel not so alone.
Holidays aren't the same without you. My wish list is you alone. 'Cause how could I miss stealing a kiss underneath the mistletoe?
I learned that at one point you guys brought in some consultants to get some advice on this process. And what kind of suggestions did they make?
During the process of the writing, I was asking everyone and their mother basically what their thoughts on a holiday song were. And I have some music supervisor friends, and they do a lot of placements and syncs and movies.
So
and
music
TV
supervisors,
shows.
They actually get these people's songs into movies and TVs and things like that.
That's
soundtracks.
Correct. Exactly. So just out of curiosity, I was like, what are advertisers coming to you being like, hey, we need a holiday song, and what the parameters of those were. The holidays have so many different memories and feelings, but to a music supervisor, it's cold and calculated. It's, you know, it has to have holiday in it. It has to have snow, and it has to have these five words.
And were there things you could not put in the song?
Weirdly enough, you couldn't write Christmas. It was just sort of, they wanted an upbeat, happy thing that they could sell. It was almost scientific, and I thought it was an interesting contrast to the process that we were doing of trying to make a happy, warm, timeless holiday song.
In the end, how did this process make you guys hear holiday songs differently?
When we wrote I Love the Holidays, it was late, the kids were in bed, and we poured through holiday songs. I think in doing that, we started to connect to the holiday songs that we've loved forever in a different way, because it's such a challenge to be so succinct and connect to so many people. So for me, I think by creating our own, we realized that it's much more challenging than you think to write lyrics that speak to everyone.
Well, Syd Butler and Amy Carlson, thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
That's Amy Carlson and Syd Butler of Office Romance. Their EP is called I Love the Holidays.